Hello, hello, Indomitable Podcast listeners, what's going on? Hope you all are having a fantastic Friday today. Lucky Friday the 13th, if you didn't notice. So, I hope you're all having a great day. Thank you once again for tuning in to this podcast. I really do appreciate all the support that I receive. And today, I would like to bring your attention to a topic that I'm going to go over just kind of briefly. I don't think there's much depth to this particular topic, so I wouldn't expect that this episode is going to be very long today. But basically what we're going to be going over is how age... This is something I learned recently, actually, through a conversation I had with someone who's very young. I'd say much younger than myself, and I'm 21. This person is incredibly mature and open-minded for their age, and I'm just amazed with how much they know. And my conversation with them involved the topic which we're about to go over today, which is how age doesn't dictate your maturity, but rather your experiences and how quickly you can learn from them and take away from them the lessons that life is giving you. So it's not about the age, right? You could be 40 years old, but if you don't learn from your life experiences, if you don't take away anything, if you don't grow in that sense, excuse me. Oh, my voice is kind of hoarse. I think it's because I drank coffee, and I don't know, but I think I'm okay now. Jeez, excuse me. I tried to turn away from the phone as I do that. But as I was saying, you could be 40 years old, but if you don't learn from your experiences, if you don't take away any lessons from them, if you go through the same thing over and over and over and over, but you don't learn the lesson, you could still act like a child even though you're 40 years old, right? And the way we kind of started this conversation, me and this other person who's really smart, is I mentioned that she is, I jokingly said she's like an 80-year-old in a 13-year-old body, and she, we thought that was funny and we talked about it some more. And then I came to the realization through that conversation, well, just because you're 80 doesn't necessarily mean you act super mature, right? I guess that's probably one of the biggest factors that comes into maturity is what does life throw at you? And not just that, but how quickly can you take away some lesson, or how quickly can you learn what life is trying to give you? I always used to think before this conversation, kind of, I would always say things along the lines of how, oh, how old are you? Or like, you're super mature for your age. Or I'd talk about a story about when I was 18, somebody thought I was 28. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm super mature for my age. And then after this conversation, I realized, well, maturity doesn't necessarily have to do with age. The reason why we associate maturity with age is because, well, like I said, it's about life experiences and how quickly you can learn from them and take away from them. So if you've spent more time on this earth than somebody else, chances are you've been through certain experiences that somebody else younger than you has not, because you've spent more time on earth and you've spent more time in life. That's why we associate maturity with age, is because of the amount of time you've spent. But just because you've spent more time here than somebody else has doesn't mean you're more mature than them. Obviously, like I said, there's greater chances of you going through certain things than them going through those same things. But if you didn't learn from those lessons and experiences, if you didn't take away anything from them, if you didn't grow, then that doesn't mean, well, that means you're not going to be as mature, or you're not going to be, I guess, well, it's kind of hard to say what's expected of your age, right? I mean, I personally think that when you turn 18, or when you become like officially a young adult, hopefully you've reached a certain level of maturity. And I know not everybody hits that. I tend to have really high expectations for myself, and I also have expectations of other people. Obviously not as high as I have for myself, because I tend to be, like, I always try to be my biggest cheerleader and really push myself to be the best that I can be. I also expect other people, or I would hope and recommend that other people also be their best selves. Doesn't mean that expectation becomes reality, right? It's just what I talk about. It's what I ask, you know, hey people, this is probably the best thing to do in your interest. I think when I said, hey people, Google turned on. have a Google Home Mini. I said, hey, people, and then it recognized itself as saying, hey, Google. All right. Anyway, that was a bit off tangent. But anyway, what was I saying? Okay, let's start over since I kind of lost that train of thought. Like I said, it's not going to be a really in-depth sort of topic or long episode today. I just wanted to give you guys that food for thought. So instead of thinking of maturity as having to do with your age, just remember that it's not always that case, right? In fact, it may never even be the case. Like I said, you can be 40, 50, 60, but act like a child if you don't take away from your life lessons, if you don't learn, if you don't grow internally. You know, this reminds me of Albert Einstein's quote, or maybe, I don't even know if this is factually attributed to him. See, quotes are kind of tricky. You never know who said what first, but this quote is commonly attributed to Albert Einstein. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I think we can kind of apply that quote to this sort of situation where you can go through the same thing over and over and over in life, but if you don't learn from it, I guess you can kind of be insane in that sense too. Or maybe you just don't have enough self-awareness. You're not taking the time you need to think. You're not devoting enough time to trying to understand why life is throwing some certain experience at you. And I talked about this before with, I mentioned Tony Robbins, where he said, you know, hardships are basically unanswered questions, right? When life throws you pain, you need to start asking yourself, what else could this mean? What's the point of, what is it? Sorry, I got a text message that kind of, threw me off my train of thought. But, you have to be able to, gosh, I wish I didn't read that text message. It got me distracted. I'm sorry, guys. Let me close my eyes and try to remember where I was. Yeah, so you have to keep searching. When hardship is thrown at you, you have to keep asking yourself what the lesson is to be learned. That is a great habit to learn. And this is something that Tony Robbins kind of taught me. You know, one of my other role models is the moment life gives you pain, the moment life throws hardship at you, the moment you feel like life is really stressful and you're feeling down and upset, please get in the habit of asking yourself, what else could this mean? Why is life giving me pain? Because one thing I've learned from my own life experiences is that pain does not, your life does not throw you pain for the fun of it. Life throws you pain when it demands you grow to become a better version of yourself. That's actually a mixture of a couple quotes there. One of them was like something along the lines of the universe. When you're uncomfortable, it's a sign of the universe trying to tell you that you need to move or you need to become a better version of yourself. And I don't like saying the universe says this, that, or the other, right? I'm just trying to say life. When life makes you uncomfortable, it's a sign that you need to become and grow into a better version of yourself. And Tony Robbins also taught me that he put the thought in my mind of, what if everything that happens to you in life is a gift, including the pain, including the hardships, including the injustice, right? What if those were gifts? Because if you've been through pain and you had the open-mindedness and self-awareness to look back on it and understand or learn from that pain, you know that from your hardships, you grow. You become smarter, wiser, stronger, whatever. For whatever reason, too. So, the reason I'm saying this is so you can be more open-minded and aware of the next time life throws you pain, you're going to be able to look for that lesson, extract the gift from it, and grow. I don't want people to be 40 years old and acting like they're 10. I don't want people to be much older than other people and still act the same age. That doesn't make sense. Like, what am I saying? I don't want people to act a lot younger than their age, if that makes sense. And I know that sounds really kind of oxymoronic because I just said age doesn't have anything to do with maturity. But you get the point. A 40-year-old should act, in my opinion, a 40-year-old should act more professional, more reserved, more not so obnoxious or immature or loud or disrespectful or rude, right? I think if you've spent 40 years on this planet, you should know better by then, right? I'm not gonna try to dilute that. That's what I genuinely believe. But, and so in order to prevent that, I'm telling you guys right now, when life throws you pain, look for the lesson to be learned. And I know sometimes you don't see it until after you've been through all the pain, and I know that sucks. Guys, I know that sucks. I wish we could see the lesson plain as day, but life isn't that easy. Sometimes you have to wait till you're through it all to then understand why you went through the things you did. It took me 18, 19 years to understand why I went through the things I did for the first 18, 19 years of my life. And trust me, during that time, I was so pissed off, I was so stressed out, and I was still trying to be happy, I was fighting through it all, and then I collapsed, and then I became a very dark, negative individual, and I even pulled myself out of that too. And even after I escaped all that, that negativity still haunted me. And then I came to the realization of why I went through the things I did. And I know it sucks, guys, but I promise you, if you hold on, if you can push through your current hardship, you'll come to understand and extract the lesson to be learned from it. If you, again, you have to keep an open mind, exercise lots of self-awareness, and just, you know, be on the lookout. Because, like I said, if you keep your mind closed, if you don't pay attention to what life is trying to tell you, if you don't try to understand why the pain is happening, not the fact that it is happening, but why it's happening, if you don't pay attention to that, if you don't look for it, you're not going to grow. And so sometimes if you don't take the lesson from it the first time, life might throw you the same pain again. And then you have to ask yourself again, okay, why am I going through this again? Maybe it's because you missed the lesson the first time around. So the sooner you learn from something, the faster you'll be able to grow and progress and become into a better version of yourself. But with that said, guys, I think that just about wraps up today's episode. Hopefully you got some value from this. Feel free to send me a voice message. Any and all feedback is appreciated. Reach out to me on social media, DMs, preferably on Instagram, because that's where I'm most active right now. But I'll be sure to always enjoy your feedback and take into account what you guys are saying. Hope you all have a great rest of your lucky Friday the 13th. Holidays are just around the corner. 12 days left till Christmas if you celebrate that. Happy holidays. And I will see you on Monday. Saturday, Sunday, I don't do podcasts or articles. That'll give me some time to unwind and kick back and relax and try to think of some new ideas to brew for you guys and brainstorm. But yeah, like I said, thank you for tuning in to this episode once again, and I will see you all hopefully later on Monday. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.